from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Back on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks take their second round selection. He is Tyler Smith from Overtime Elite. And joining us now is the guy that helps to run Overtime Elite and the teams that play in it. He is Damian Wilkins, former NBA player. Hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on. Appreciate it.
Good. How are you, man? I'm happy to be here. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Before we get to Tyler Smith, I feel like there's still education that needs to be had on Overtime Elite in general for those that still may not be aware of what it is, how it started, why it was created, and all that fun stuff. So can you educate to start out?
Well, it was created to give these young guys some optionality. I think, you know, what you're seeing now is a product of not only like what we've been able to do, but a product of like just these guys doing different, going different routes to get to where they want to get to, right? Like it's people got sick of seeing the same old formula, and you know, one of the most dangerous statements people make in our language is we've always done it that way, right? And like, why do we continue to do things the same way if there's other recipes for success, if there's more efficient recipes for success? Overtime Elite itself is an accelerated development program. We have 3 teams in Atlanta in our hub, and we have 5 teams outside of Atlanta in five different markets that make up the 8-team league that we have. Everything that we do here for every player in-house in NOTE in Atlanta is customizable to each player. We don't give every player the same recipe of anything, be it on-court development, be it, you know, weight room stuff, academics. All of it is customizable to that player once they get on campus and we meet them where they are. And we try to help these guys, you know, from a social and branding standpoint, from a health and nutrition standpoint. Everything is built out to fit and to develop each individual guy. And the more you put in it, the more you get out of it. We have every resource available to these guys, and we're just mashing the gas right now.
So how does it work? Do you guys go out and recruit essentially these kids around the country, or how does that process work as far as how do you determine who's part of it?
Yeah, we go out and recruit just like most high schools do nowadays. Like the Montverde of the world, they recruit too. We recruit. Every other school out here recruits. So we recruit just like a college would a kid. You know, we go see him in different tournaments or at his high school games, ask him if he want to, you know, be a part of Overtime Elite. You know, we sit down with him, go through all the things. They meet with everyone in the building at every touch point that they'll have on a daily basis. And then we decide together if it's a good fit for you. You can choose the scholarship route, which doesn't make you give up your college eligibility, or you could take a pro contract, which then in turn limits your options. You give up your you know, college eligibility. But for some guys like Amin and Asar Thompson and Tyler Smith, those guys, it worked for them. So, you know, it just depends on what you feel, what you and your family feel is best for you.
And like any other startup, you know, the more success these kids have, the better look it is for you and your success going forward. You've got four top 10 NBA draft picks in the last couple of years between the Thompson brothers that you mentioned, and now Alex Starr and Rob Dillingham going to the T-Wolves, which I absolutely love that fit. That also helps, I would imagine, to put you guys on the map. On top of, you know, even the guys that get drafted in the second round, like Tyler Smith, if he ends up being something too, that all probably helps that recruiting process for you guys.
Yeah, of course. I mean, having those numbers continue to produce those numbers or be a part of those guys' process prior to getting to, you know, the NBA or the pros, I mean, that means a lot to us. Like, we strive for that. We know what it does for us as a company, as an organization, as a business. We know what it does for us in terms of recruiting. But more importantly, like, we want to help these guys be, you know, better prepared. We want them to be more – every guy that comes out of OTE has been, for the most part, better prepared than any other guy coming out of college or any other place. Kind of think of it like that international model that people like Luka Doncic and all those guys came up under, you know, where – we spend more time on the basketball court and in the weight room and things of that nature than anywhere, in the film room and all of that. We have individual film sessions. We have analytic sessions where we give our guys all the tools that they need and the resources that they need to see their improvement in real time, the things they need to work on. So we feel like we're ahead of the curve, and we're going to just keep going and hopefully continue to bring in some of the top talent around the country.
Top former NBA player Damian Wilkins, now GM and helps to run Overtime Elite here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan. Tyler Smith, that's obviously the main reason that we got you on to talk about the Bucks' second-round pick. Long, it looks like he's explosive, has an outside shot. How would you describe as far as who he is, what he is, and what Bucks fans can expect to see?
Well, you said it. I mean, long guy, trends really well with what's going on in the NBA nowadays in terms of positionless basketball, a guy who can play multiple positions, a guy who can, you know, he's versatile, he can handle the ball. He's a big kid, but he has guard skills, perimeter skills. He can shoot the ball with the best of them. You know, he can pass, he can handle. He does all the, makes the right plays, high basketball IQ guy. He's going to be special. I think he's going to fit in perfectly around a guy like Giannis to help spread the floor for him. I can't wait to see him play in that system. I know he's going to get better every day. Doc is going to demand a lot out of him, I'm sure. I'm just happy for him. I don't think he could have landed in a more perfect place, to be honest with you. You know, once I saw the fit, looked at the roster, I was like, man, this is a great place for him. I hope he knows how lucky he is. To be a part of, you know, a winning organization, a team that wants to win now, a team that puts a premium on winning and getting better every day. So I'm excited for him, man. You guys are going to love him. He can rebound. Again, he can pass it. He can handle it. He can shoot it. You know, there's not too many things out there that he can't do. And once he learns, you know, once he starts getting in the weight room consistently, like I know he will, continue to build his body up and get stronger, he's going to be great.
I can't say that I sat here and I've watched a lot of him at Overtime Elite. I apologize. So all I'm going on based on what I've kind of read. And the one knock that I've seen is his struggles on the defensive side of the floor. Can you speak to that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler's a lot. Younger guys nowadays just don't focus on defense. I don't think that makes them incapable. I just think, you know, this younger generation of guys, defense has never been something that they focused on, right? Like, because too often these guys just want to go in the gym and, you know, work on their offensive game. Everyone wants to score. No one wants to guard, you know, To be honest with you, Amen and Asar Thompson were the two guys I think that I've seen since I've been here that focus, that truly focus and put a premium on defense and take pride in defense. And I think Tyler is super capable of being a great defensive player with his length and his footwork and his quickness for being such a big guy. He can switch and guard guards and all of those things. It's just a matter of focusing in on it. I don't think he's a bad defensive player. I just think, you know, there hasn't been much focus for him on the defensive end. He's always been a scorer, an offensive guy, an offensive-minded guy. But he understands his assignment in terms of defense, and he understands that he's going to have to play defense, especially playing next to Giannis. And, you know, shoot, if he doesn't play defense, he's not going to play. So if he wants to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, he better learn to move those puppies.
He's not going to play for Doc, that's for sure, as long as Doc Rivers is the head coach. That we watched with some of the other younger players that couldn't get themselves onto the floor. So Jake Fisher, who is, you know, one of these NBA insiders or whatever, put out there that he thinks that the Bucks took him, Tyler Smith, for the purpose of Brook Lopez is not getting any younger, and they may see him as the future five to replace Brook, you know, in the next couple of years. Do you see him being a possible five in the NBA?
I see him being a small ball five. I don't think he's a center. When you think about it, Brook Lopez, he might have been a five, but he doesn't play center. You know what I mean? Like, right. Brook Lopez, I see Brook Lopez shoot more threes than I see him get post-ups. So, you know, I think, like, with a guy like Tyler Smith, again, the way the game is transcended, it's like, yeah, he could probably play center if they're playing small ball. He's not a center. He's a perimeter player. He's a big who can handle the ball. He has perimeter skills. He has guard skills. But if they go small ball, I don't see, you know, many centers being able to step out and guard him. And there's no knock on Brook Lopez, but you couldn't put a Brook Lopez on a Tyler Smith. I just think that's a mismatch in Tyler's advantage because he can handle the ball so well. And he has guard skills and speed and quickness. So with a guy like him, yes, I think his value is that he can play multiple positions. And, you know, he's going to find that value is going to come in handy and be valuable once the season gets started.
Talking with Damian Wilkins, GM, and helps to run Overtime Elite, former NBA player. Before I let you go, I got to get one more in here because, obviously, your dad's an NBA player and a damn good one, and Jerry Wilkins. Your uncle, obviously, Dominique Wilkins, and obviously we know about his Hall of Fame career. And I was looking at your Twitter account, getting your thoughts kind of on LeBron and Bronny. Obviously, we have Thanasis and Giannis here. Do you think the whole thing about everybody getting upset that LeBron kind of controlled this whole thing to get his son on his team is overblown?
I would like to meet a parent that could be in LeBron James' position that could tell Rob Pelinka, don't take my kid. I would love to meet that parent. Like, I mean, I think people are only saying those things, I think, because he went to the Lakers and his name is Bronny James. Like, no one's concerned about the 55th pick, to be honest with you. Like, no, like, this is the most that we've talked about a 55th pick probably ever.
Yep, for sure.
Like, it baffles me that, like, this wouldn't be celebrated. Like, he's not a guy who's not, like, capable of being an NBA player. Like, they had him projected number 17 in this year's draft prior to his health issue. Right? So, like, someone thought, and many people thought that he was, despite all that, still an NBA player. I mean, I don't understand it. Me, I'm thrilled about it. I'm happy for it. I think it's great for their family. I think it's great for the league. And if I'm LeBron James and I'm a parent and I have any, I guess, influence on a decision like that, like, I would do the same thing.
Okay.
Why not?
All right, so you've been in an NBA locker room. Clearly, I have been as a media member, but not as a player. Two totally different things. So how is Bronny treated in that locker room, knowing the situation, by the other NBA players, specifically those that may be at the end of the bench fighting for playing time?
Well, I mean, I think he has to know and go into that thinking and knowing and understanding that he's got to get treated just like everyone else who's not named LeBron, right? Like, he can't go in there and expect any special treatment or anything like that. If it was me and I was on that team with him, like, I would go at him just like I would go at any other guy that was in front of me or trying to guard me. I wouldn't treat him any different. I don't think Bronny wants to be treated any different. You know, I think the thing that we discuss more than anything, and which is unfair to him, is what we all want or what we think LeBron wants. No one has asked or talked about or ever wondered what Bronny wants. Like, Bronny doesn't want to go in there and be treated any differently. Bronny doesn't want to go in there and be given preferential treatment. Bronny wants to go in there and compete. He wants to earn his time, earn his spot, and get better every day. And who better to learn from than your dad, who's arguably the greatest player to ever play the game? I just don't see the downfall. I think, you know, one thing I will say is, you know, what does this do for Bronny's career and how good he, like, what I would ask, rather, is, like, how good does he want to be? How great does he want to be? Does he want to stay in the league 20 years like his dad? Does he want to be an MVP? Does he want to be an all-star? Does he just want to be on the roster? Like, those are the things that I would want to know from him, because that would determine how, I guess, like, his playing time is, his developmental process is, and all of those things. Sure, it's nice and it's sexy that they get to play together. It's great for marketing and great for the league. But at the end of the day, like, what are you here for, right? Those are the things that I would want to know from him. And I would assume that he wants to be the best player that he can possibly be, despite who his dad is.
Again, I'm going to ask you something else. I'm sorry we're going long, but since I've got you, this is perfect. So what is it like playing in your dad's shadow when your dad is a pro sport? I mean, we've seen it across all sports. We've seen it in baseball. We've seen it everywhere. Maybe not playing for your dad, but your dad was a former NBA player in your situation too. What is that like coming up? Because I saw with Jordan's kids living here in Wisconsin and seeing Illinois basketball and his poor.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler's a lot. I mean, listen, like, no, younger guys nowadays just don't focus on defense. I don't think that makes them incapable. I just think, you know, this younger generation of guys, defense has never been something that they focused on, right? Like, because too often these guys just want to go in the gym and, you know, work on their offensive game. Everyone wants to score. No one wants to guard, you know, to be honest with you, Amen and Asar Thompson were the two guys I think that I've seen since I've been here that focus, that truly focus and put a premium on defense and take pride in defense. And I think Tyler is super capable of being a great defensive player with his length and his footwork and his quickness for being such a big guy. He can switch and guard guards and all of those things. It's just a matter of focusing in on it. I don't think he's a bad defensive player. I just think, you know, there hasn't been much focus for him on the defensive end. He's always been a scorer, an offensive guy, an offensive-minded guy. But he understands his assignment in terms of defense, and he understands that he's going to have to play defense, especially playing next to Giannis. And, you know, shoot, if he doesn't play defense, he's not going to play. So if he wants to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, he better learn to move those puppies.
He's not going to play for Doc, that's for sure, as long as Doc Rivers is the head coach. That we watched with some of the other younger players that couldn't get themselves onto the floor. So Jake Fisher, who is, you know, one of these NBA insiders or whatever, put out there that he thinks that the Bucks took him, Tyler Smith, for the purpose of Brooke Lopez is not getting any younger, and they may see him as the future five to replace Brooke, you know, in the next couple of years. Do you see him being a possible five in the NBA?
I see him being a small ball five. I don't think he's a center. Hell, I mean, shoot, when you think about it, Brooke Lopez, he might have been a five, but he doesn't play center. You know what I mean? Like, right. Brooke Lopez, I see Brook Lopez shoot more threes than I do see him get post ups. So, you know, I think like with a guy like Tyler Smith, again, the way the game is transcended, it's like, yeah, he could probably play center if they're playing small ball. He's not a center. He's a perimeter player. He's a big who can handle the ball. He has perimeter skills. He has guard skills. But if they go small ball, I don't see, you know, many centers being able to step out and guard him. And there's no knock on Brook Lopez, but you couldn't put a Brook Lopez on a Tyler Smith. I just think that's a mismatch in Tyler's advantage because he can handle the ball so well. And he has guard skills and speed and quickness. So with a guy like him, yes, I think his value is that he can play multiple positions. And, you know, he's going to find that value is going to come in handy and be valuable once the season gets started.
Talking with Damian Wilkins, GM, and helps to run Overtime Elite, former NBA player. Before I let you go, I got to get one more in here because, obviously, your dad's an NBA player, a damn good one, and Gerald Wilkins. Your uncle, obviously, Dominique Wilkins, and obviously we know about his Hall of Fame career. And I was looking at your Twitter account, getting your thoughts kind of on LeBron and Bronny. Obviously, we have Thanasis and Giannis here. Do you think the whole thing about everybody getting upset that LeBron kind of controlled this whole thing to get his son on his team is overblown?
I would like to meet a parent that could be in LeBron James' position that could tell Rob Pelinka, don't take my kid. I would love to meet that parent. Like, I mean, I think people are only saying those things, I think, because he went to the Lakers and his name is Bronny James. Like, no one's concerned about the 55th pick, to be honest with you. Like, no, like, this is the most that we've talked about a 55th pick probably ever.
Yep, for sure.
Like, it baffles me that, like, this wouldn't be celebrated. Like, he's not a guy who's not, like, capable of being an NBA player. Like, they had him projected number 17 in this year's draft prior to his health issue. Right? So, like, someone thought, and many people thought that he was, despite all that, still an NBA player. I mean, I don't understand it. Me, I'm thrilled about it. I'm happy for it. I think it's great for their family. I think it's great for the league. And if I'm LeBron James, I'm a parent, and I have any, I guess, influence on a decision like that, like, I would do the same thing.
Okay.
Why not?
All right, so you've been in an NBA locker room. Clearly, I have been as a media member, but not as a player. Two totally different things. So how is Bronny treated in that locker room, knowing the situation, by the other NBA players, specifically those that may be at the end of the bench fighting for playing time?
Well, I mean, I think he has to know and go into that thinking and knowing and understanding that he's got to get treated just like everyone else who's not named LeBron, right? Like, he can't go in there and expect any special treatment or anything like that. If it was me and I was on that team with him, like, I would go at him just like I would go at any other guy that was in front of me or trying to guard me. I wouldn't treat him any different. I don't think Bronny wants to be treated any different. You know, I think the thing that we discuss more than anything, and which is unfair to him, is what we all want or what we think LeBron wants. No one has asked or talked about or ever wondered what Bronny wants. Like, Bronny doesn't want to go in there and be treated any differently. Bronny doesn't want to go in there and be given preferential treatment. Bronny wants to go in there and compete. He wants to earn his time, earn his spot, and get better every day. And who better to learn from than your dad, who's arguably the greatest player to ever play the game? Yeah, I just don't see the downfall. I think, you know, one thing I will say is, you know, what does this do for Bronny's career and how good he – like, what I would ask, rather, is, like, how good does he want to be? How great does he want to be? Does he want to stay in the league 20 years like his dad? Does he want to be an MVP? Does he want to be an all-star? Does he just want to be on the roster? Like, those are the things that I would want to know from him, because that would determine how, I guess, like, his playing time is, his developmental process is, and all of those things. Sure, it's nice and it's sexy that they get to play together. It's great for marketing and great for the league. But at the end of the day, like, what are you here for, right? Those are the things that I would want to know from him. And I would assume that he wants to be the best player that he can possibly be, despite who his dad is.
Again, I'm going to ask you something else. I'm sorry we're going long, but since I've got you, this is perfect. So what is it like playing in your dad's shadow when your dad is a pro sport. I mean, we've seen it across all sports. We've seen it in baseball. We've seen it everywhere. Maybe not playing for your dad, but your dad was a former NBA player in your situation, too. What is that like coming up? Because I saw with Jordan's kids living here in Wisconsin and seeing Illinois basketball, and his poor kids got trash talked to more than anybody about you're not as good as your daddy and all this other stuff that happened to those poor kids growing up. What was it like for you? And I can't even imagine what it's like for him.
I mean, listen, I had two guys in front of me, you know, one a Hall of Famer and one having a really great career.
Right.
You know, and walking in a lot of gyms that people knew who my dad and uncle were, they expected me younger to be, when I was younger, they wanted me to be, you know, a version of them too. It wasn't until I stepped out on my own and showed people that I can be me, be who I want to be. I can be the player, I can be Damian. And, like, that's all I wanted to be, and that's all I wanted to prove. My last name was never going to change, no matter what I thought of it. I was always going to be a Wilkins. So, at the end of the day, it's hard to run from that. Like, you just got to embrace it and go with it.
He is Damian Wilkins, man, doing a great job running Overtime Elite. You can follow them on Twitter at Overtime Elite. You can follow Damian Wilkins on Twitter at DWilkins3000. Man, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on, man. Really do appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Damian Wilkins joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.